Hey folks, welcome back to another episode of the Dev Influencer Show. I'm your host, Charles Max Wood, and we're going to talk a little bit about building reputation today. So just to kind of walk through a little bit of this, and to give you an example real quick about how this works. So there are two examples in my career of using reputation in order to get work or to get, you know, other things that I want. In fact, I've got a couple of them. One of them, so one of the podcasts that we have on devchat.tv just kind of fell into my lap. It's called She's in Tech. It's a podcast about women in tech. And the reason that it showed up for devchat.tv was because effectively I had the reputation of being the programmer podcast dude, right? That was what we got noticed for. And so Tracy from This Dot or This Dot Labs, she emailed me and said, hey, do you want to start the show? And I was like, yeah, it sounds great, right? And so we started talking, we pulled it together, and it's releasing like every other week on devchat.tv. It's a terrific show. And that came about because of reputation. A couple of others, so Ruby Rogues, we started Ruby Rogues about, I want to say like 10 months after I went freelance. And again, you know, a lot of this stuff just came out because we got a reputation, right? I had a reputation as an expert in Ruby, and it was because I was showing up on the podcast. And so I would have people just reach out to me and want to hire me. In fact, when I needed work, I would go on the show and I'd say, hey, folks, I have a gap in my timeline, right? And people would go, oh, we'll hire you. And that worked out great. It was really interesting to see how that worked, actually. Another one, and it was funny because they weren't even my videos, but Teach Me to Code, right? On how to build that Twitter clone, you know, people saw it. And immediately I got to be known as the social network guy, and I built like four of them for four different clients, right? And that worked out. And so, you know, having that reputation really, really helps. It helps in a lot of ways, though, not just in the idea of, hey, how do I get work, you know, or how do I get freelance clients? But if you have a reputation of being the React guy, right, like Kent C. Dodds does, right, people go and they buy his courses because he has a reputation. Wes Boss is another example of this if you're trying to sell courses, right, where he's well known for putting together solid React and JavaScript content. He has a reputation for building great courses, and so people go and buy them from him. A lot of people have built their reputations on courses on Pluralsight or egghead.io or other places, right? And so there are all these places where people show up, and because they're showing up, they build a reputation for, hey, I can deliver in these ways. I can deliver these things, and, you know, people want it. People want to learn from them. People want to buy from them. People want to hire them. People hire them to do training. I mean, there are all kinds of things that come out of having this reputation. So how do you build that reputation, right? How do you get to the point where people want to buy your stuff, right? Because Kent and Wes, for example, with their courses, it wasn't like they just put the courses up and then they had a reputation because of it, right? It was the other way around, right? So they were showing up in other places, you know. Kent, in particular, he started podcasts. He did, what was it, JavaScript Air and then Angular Air, and then you know, he built his reputation that way. And then when things finally started to work out for him, I mean, I don't think he does a podcast now. He might, but initially that's how he built his reputation, was through the podcast, right? He showed up on ours. He showed up on others. And so people knew who he was and they wanted to buy his courses. And so that's why that worked. That's why it was worth it to him, or to start the shows, right? Because then he could build a reputation. People knew he knew his stuff. People knew he knew what he was talking about. And that worked out for him, right? I've seen freelancers do this too, where they're talking about the things that they know. They're talking about, they're giving advice to their potential customers on things that are going to pay off for them, right? And they build a reputation of knowing the things that are going to pay off for their customers. And then they can turn around and they can actually make that work, right? They can make that pay off. And once they make it pay off and they build a reputation for, hey, he gives great advice, you know, she really knows her stuff, you know, whatever, that's when it all comes together. And that's when you have that reputation. And the real secret to building a reputation is just repetition. You just keep showing up. You kind of show up everywhere, right? So they go to the conference, they hear you speak, they go to the users group and people are talking about your stuff. They go online and read a blog post and it's referencing something that you did. Or maybe you wrote the blog post, right? They listen to a podcast, you're the guest. They find your podcast and then they're listening to you every week, right? And so then they know, right? They know that what they're going to get is going to be at a certain level. And that's effectively how that works. That's how people know what you can do. That's how people know what you're capable of. I did an episode or two ago where I talked about, hey, can you do a technical podcast and get customers from it, right? Because usually when you do the technical podcast, you're focused on your peers and not your customers. But if you do it customer focused, where you're saying, hey, look, I had a customer that had this problem, here's the solution, right? I had a customer who had this problem, here's some advice. I had a customer who had this problem, here's some, you know, you can build the reputation as the person who has the answers, right? And if you build that kind of a reputation, that's when people start coming back to you and saying, hey, I really want to have you come and help me with this problem. I really want to have you come and teach me this thing. I really want you to come train my folks. I really want you to come and make a difference for us. And that's where that reputation really pays off, because then it's not a question of, can you deliver, right? It's a question of, okay, what do we have you deliver, right? What do we do to make you show up in this way? And that's pretty much it. That's the whole shebang right there. And so if you're looking to build a reputation, the way that I've done it is by doing a podcast, right? And then I use my podcast as a jumping off point to connect with other people, right? So it's like, hey, will you come on my show? Oh, can I come on your show, right? So I start showing up in other places. Hey, you know, I'd like to speak at your conference. Well, you already have a reputation within the community. So yeah, let's have you come speak at the conference. Do you this? Well, then, you know, and so I use my reputation to build relationships so I can show up in other places, right? That's why it's this trifecta, the skills, the reputation, and the relationships, right? And so the reputation shows people that you have the skills, and then you can also use the tools that you use to build your reputation, to build relationships so that you can go out and build, you know, more of a reputation. And so at the end of the day, it all feeds on each other, but that's how this works. And so if you're looking for, hey, how do I get the tools to build this reputation, you know, either on YouTube or through podcasting, then come talk to me, right? devinfluencers.com/apply. You just go in, you put in your email address. It'll take you to the form where you can just give me a bunch of information so that I know how I can help you out. We'll get on a strategic call. We'll have a quick chat. We'll figure this out, right? Because ultimately then we can just say, okay, well, here's where you're at. Here's where you're trying to get to. You know, here are the relationships you need. Here's the reputation you want to build. Here are the skills you're going to need, right? And then it's okay. So now let's get this together. We'll build a podcast. You can build the relationships, build the reputation, get this together, get it going. You have a plan. We can deliver. And then you're out there getting what you want. You know, whether it's a better job, freelance clients, course sales, whatever, that's what that boils down to. And so at the end of the day, let me help you build your reputation. Let me give you the skills. I mean, and what's funny is that I have a lot of these relationships, and I've actually been introducing people to that are in the accelerator to people that I know and getting them on their shows. And so that's been fun too, right? Because, you know, then they're leveraging me as a relationship. All of a sudden their reputation goes way up because they get connected to somebody that's, you know, got something to offer within that community. And then their reputation goes up further because now they have them on the show, right? And so this all builds, it all works together. And so yeah, devinfluencers.com/apply. And, you know, let's get you in the accelerator and let's get this thing to take off. All right, folks, I'll be back tomorrow with another one. Till then, max out.